You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. Sticking with the world of tech, let's talk about women in STEM. That stands for science, technology, engineering, and math. And by some counts, there could be almost 2.5 million unfilled STEM jobs in the U.S. by 2018. And less than 45% of college students trying to get STEM degrees are women and minorities. So here's a molecular biologist and science writer with an idea for how to fix that.
My name is Buddhini Samarasinghe, and I'm one of the founders of STEM Women. I've always loved science. My mother is a scientist. But in terms of choosing which type of science to get into, I have to credit the movie Jurassic Park with it. I'm sure most people who watched it ended up wanting to be paleontologists, but I was enthralled by the DNA cloning and the sequencing and stuff like that. STEM Women is something that its roots lie back in the day when I was doing my postdoc and I was writing a lot about science. I noticed that whenever it's a big day like International Women's Day or Ada Lovelace Day, everyone's sharing, you know, who is your favorite female scientist, and it's like top three, Marie Curie, Rosalind Franklin. Surely there's more examples than old black and white photos of women scientists. And it started out as a collection of contacts and sharing stories. And we launched a website in 2014. If a girl listening is interested in following a career in STEM, don't think that I need to want to be a scientist, because the life skills that you learn from following a STEM degree, organization, critical thinking, analysis, time management, those are skills that will last you your whole life.
Dr. Buddhini Samarasinghe's story is from Wonder Women, 25 innovators, inventors, and trailblazers who changed history, by Sam Meggs.